Obedience. Obedience out of love. That's what we are going to talk about. Not out of fear. God does not want to be obeyed by fear-dominated people. We obey because we love. A teacher had some hard time with her class. The kids talking all the time, you know, which is not unusual, as you know. And then one time she had to leave for a few minutes. Returning back to the class, she found all the students in perfect silence doing their homework. She could not believe it. So she asked, "What happened? How come you are so quiet, so well behaved?" One boy answered, "Well, teacher, you used to tell us that if we behave in class, you will drop dead." Not a good thing to say. Now, the gospel of Jesus, let's back up a little bit. What happened here, Jesus was teaching and preaching in the temple. And of course, the Pharisees and the high priests were there too. And they asked him, "By what authority are you doing this? Who gave you this power to preach and to teach in the temple?" Jesus did not answer. He said to them, "I'm going to ask you something first. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" He puts them in a dilemma. If they said the baptism of John was not from heaven, they might anger the crowds who held John as a great prophet. If they said that it was from heaven, then he would have told them, "Why didn't you believe in him?" So they said, somehow they answered, "We do not know." They knew very well, but that was an evasive answer. "We don't know." And Jesus said, "Neither I will tell you by what authority I am preaching and teaching." Instead, he gave them this parable of the two sons. As we know from the parable, neither son really is to be commended. The first one said, "I am going," but did not go. The other one said, "I will not," and then he repented and went. So the point of the parable is that neither son is to be praised. Neither son in the story of today's gospel was the one to bring joy by his loving obedience to his father. The ideal son would be the one who accepted his father's orders and put them into practice. The true Christian is the one in whom the virtue of faith and his actions meet and complement each other. Paul, in today's reading, urges us to have in our hearts that selfless desire to serve. to obey, which was the very essence of Christ. Now, some do not care what they say or do as long as they feel good. You hear it. I feel good about it. Now, Jesus nowhere makes feelings the measure of goodness. The true disciple, he says, is the one who listens to my word and put him into practice. And Jesus thought even less of what people say. Lord, Lord, we are your followers. We hear what you say. Jesus said, not those who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father. Fine words can never be a substitute for fine deeds. Faith without practice is a contradiction. And love without obedience is an impossibility. How often have we said yes? Yes, I will forgive. Yes, I will do something about my self-destructive habits. Yes, I will give God's place in my life. But yes, remain no. We are to say what we mean and mean what we say. Jesus will never accept a double standard. You know, you hear a lot the word hypocrite. You know, some people tell you, in fact, I don't go to church because all those people are hypocrites. Well, tell him there's only room for one more. You know. But anyway, the reason I say this, it's an interesting word, hypocrite. Comes from the Greek hypokritos. Hypokritos is someone who takes the place of another. You see that in movies all the time. If I take the place of Pavarotti right now, not only I'd be a hypocrite, I'd be nuts, I think. So a person who substitutes for another person in the Greek language is a hypocrite. And Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites. They are pretending to be holy. They are pretending to be near God. But their heart is far away. Hypocrites. They are not real. They are phony. That's the exact phony. St. Paul reminds us that our attitude must be that of Christ, who said yes to God and meant it. The Christian quality, like the Zenith slogan, must go before the name goes out. The Eucharist we celebrate is God's love for us. It gives us hope and encouragement, for it reminds us how much God loves us. So don't give up. Don't give up hope on your life if it's not on the right track. You still can do it. Remember, the church, I told you this before, the church is not a museum for saints, but a hospital for sinners. We can put a sign out there, St. Dominic's Hospital. Free care. Everybody would be here every Sunday, would be packed, I think. if our yes to God has become true, then we are true disciples of Jesus. God today, during Mass, offers forgiveness and invites all of us to celebrate our yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.